Let's read together Exodus chapters 39 and 40. In these last two chapters of Exodus, we have the work of the tabernacle completed, the inspection of the work by Moses, the erection of the tabernacle, and finally, the glory of the Lord filling the tabernacle. Let's begin by reading the first 14 verses of Exodus chapter 39. Of the blue, purple, and scarlet thread, they made garments of ministry for ministering in the holy place, and made the holy garments for Aaron, as the Lord commanded Moses. He made the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen. And they beat the gold into thin sheets and cut it into threads, to work it in with the blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen into artistic designs. They made shoulder straps for it to couple it together. It was coupled together at its two edges, and the intricately woven band of his ephod that was on it was of the same workmanship, woven of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they set onyx stones enclosed in settings of gold. They were engraved as signets are engraved with the names of the sons of Israel. He put them on the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he made the breastplate artistically woven like the workmanship of the ephod, of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen. They made the breastplate square by doubling it. A span was its length, and a span its width when doubled. And they set it in four rows of stones, a row of sardius, a topaz, and an emerald was the first row. And the second row, a turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. The third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. The fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in settings of gold in their mountings. There were 12 stones according to the names of the sons of Israel, according to their names, engraved like a signet, each one with its own name according to the 12 tribes. Let's begin our study of these chapters, Exodus 39 and 40, with some background notes. As we read these verses, once again, we are amazed at the details that are recorded here. Now, why did God want all these details recorded in Scripture? Couldn't a good portion of Exodus be summed up by just saying something like, quote, "So Moses went up to the top of Mount Sinai, and God gave Moses all the details of the tabernacle and the priesthood, and Moses came down from Mount Sinai and directed the people in all of these things, and God was pleased, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle," end of quote. Wouldn't that have been good enough for the Bible? Well, it would certainly make our read through the Bible in a year programs a lot easier, for sure, right? So why all the details? Well, one reason is because God is a God of details. He paid attention to details then, and he pays attention to details now. This truth is both encouraging and challenging, isn't it? In Matthew chapter 10, verse 30, the Lord said that not one sparrow falls to the ground that God doesn't know about, and the very hairs of your head are all numbered. How encouraging to know that God knows all the details about us, our problems, our pains, our needs, and our desires, as well as all the details of what we're doing to serve him. But also how awesome a truth that God knows all the details about us and about our service for him. What about all those things that we should be doing that we're not doing? And what about all those things that we are doing that we shouldn't be doing? So God is a God of details. It's both encouraging and challenging, isn't it? So that's certainly one reason why God included all of these details about the tabernacle and its construction. God is a God of details. And there are other lessons as well. We've seen that the tabernacle and its furnishings and the priesthood and the high priest garments all typify and picture in some way the person and work of Christ. And the details certainly enhance these types and spiritual pictures. And certainly more we could give for background, but we have four doctrinal points. Doctrinal point number one, the tabernacle was completed. The tabernacle was completed. In the first 31 verses of Exodus chapter 39, the garments for Aaron the high priest are made. The making of these garments follows the exact details that were given back in Exodus chapter 28. Remember, we saw there, as here, that the precious stones of the ephod and the breastplate represented the 12 tribes of Israel on the shoulders of the high priest and over the heart of the high priest. What a wonderful picture of our position as believers this morning. The Lord as our high priest carries us, his people, on his shoulders, the place of strength, and over his heart, the place of love. We also saw back in Exodus chapter 28 that the various colors in the high priest's garments portray the deity and humanity of Christ, our high priest. In fact, notice the parallel that we have in these colors to what we have about the deity and humanity of Christ in the New Testament Gospels. As Matthew presents Christ as king, so we have that truth portrayed in the color of purple, the royal color. As Mark presents Christ as the suffering servant, so we have the color of red, symbolizing his blood. Luke presents Christ as the perfect, sinless Son of Man, certainly portrayed in the color of the white linen. And John, as you know, presents Christ as the Son of God come down from heaven, portrayed by the blue color. And the gold threads in the garments certainly emphasize the Lord's deity. The tailoring of the priest's garments completed the work of the tabernacle. The tabernacle was completed. Doctrinal point number two, the tabernacle was inspected. The tabernacle was inspected. Verses 32 through 43. Let's read some of these verses. Thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So they did. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its furnishings. Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it, as the Lord had commanded. Just so they had done it. And Moses blessed them. You know, there's a certain phrase that is used a number of times in Exodus chapters 39 and 40. It's the phrase, as the Lord commanded Moses, or just as the Lord commanded. This phrase is used quite often in these chapters. What a great phrase. When Moses inspected the work of the tabernacle, everything was in order, just as the Lord commanded. Question. If some fellow believer were to inspect your life as a Christian, as Moses inspected the tabernacle, would that fellow believer be able to say that everything was just as the Lord commanded? Pretty convicting, isn't it? The tabernacle was inspected. Doctrinal point number three. The tabernacle was erected. The tabernacle was erected. Exodus chapter 40, the first 33 verses. Let's read some of these verses. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. You shall put in it the ark of the testimony and partition off the ark with the veil. You shall bring in the table and arrange the things that are to be set in order on it. And you shall bring in the lampstand and light its lamps. You shall also set the altar of gold for the incense before the ark of the testimony and put up the screen for the door of the tabernacle. Then you shall set the altar of the burnt offering before the Lord of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. And you shall set the laver between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar, and put water in it. You shall set up the court all around, and hang up the screen at the court gate. And you shall take the anointing oil, and anoint the tabernacle, and all that is in it. And you shall hallow it, and all its utensils, and it shall be holy. Thus Moses did, according to all that the Lord had commanded him, so he did. And it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was raised up. So Moses raised up the tabernacle, fastened its sockets, set up its boards, put in its bars, and raised up its pillars. And he spread out the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent on top of it, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. When we compare Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, with verse 17 here, we see that the tabernacle was erected about 1 year after the Exodus. And when we compare Exodus chapter 19, verse 1, with verse 17 of Exodus 40 here, we see that the tabernacle was erected 8.5 months after the children of Israel arrived at Mount Sinai. So a lot of good work has taken place in a relatively short time. It's amazing what God can do in our lives in a relatively short time if we let him, if we're committed. Now, it would seem from this chapter that until the erection of the tabernacle and the installation of Aaron as the high priest, Moses ministered as priest. Notice from verses 20 and 21 that Moses brought the Ark of the Covenant into the Holy of Holies after he put the tablets of the law into the ark and placed the mercy seat on top. And Moses hung the veil between the holy place and the Holy of Holies, verse 21. And Moses arranged the tabernacle furnishings in the holy place, verses 22 through 24. And Moses lit the lamps of the lampstand, verse 25. And Moses offered fragrant incense on the golden altar, verse 27. And Moses set up the altar of burnt offering and offered sacrifices, verse 29. And Moses had Aaron and his sons wash their hands and feet with water from the laver and begin their duties. And then Moses set up the court of the tabernacle, verse 33. Now Moses' work was finished. And because he was not a priest himself, he no longer entered the tabernacle sanctuary. The tabernacle was erected. And doctrinal point number four, the tabernacle was indwelt. The tabernacle was indwelt. Chapter 40, verses 34 through 38. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and fire was over it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. God showed his approval of the completed and erected tabernacle by letting his glory fill the tabernacle. The cloud of God's glory and presence, which led the children of Israel through the wilderness, hovered over the tabernacle whenever and wherever the people camped. Apparently, it was seen as emerging from the Holy of Holies, where God dwelt in the midst of his people. This glory cloud was known as the Shekinah glory. Shekinah in Hebrew means dwelling of God. The tabernacle was indwelt by the Lord himself. Now, what about practical application from Exodus chapters 39 and 40? Let's not forget to acknowledge a job well done. Let's not forget to acknowledge a job well done. Notice again what we read in the last verse of Exodus chapter 39. After Moses inspected the work and saw that it was a job well done, he blessed the people. Verse 43 of Exodus 39. Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it as the Lord had commanded, just so they had done it. And Moses blessed them. How important it is to acknowledge folks and thank them when they've done a good job. Moses blessed the people for a job well done. Too often, we forget and overlook this important matter. This is especially true when someone is doing a great job of serving the Lord, but it doesn't directly affect us. So let's look around us and see who's doing some good work. Let's not forget to acknowledge a job well done.